Listen, I got a brand new puffer you want.
Leonard.
Oh, he's in it.
No, please.
Bro. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
For the show.
Are you sure you're a size 12? Right. That look like 13, boy. You like them tight?
I like them tight like a cleat.
Man.
Huh, these are good to fit right now.
Ooh, I see your chain.
Nah.
Oh, man. Listen, man, hey, now we giving that gift.
Man, he gonna wear it. Hey, listen. He gonna wear it on every show now.
Crispy too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I probably won one time.
Yeah, see.
That boy got some dunks, boy.
Look at man, him. You don't even know how that
feels. How your feet feel?
How your feet feel?
You sure you a 12?
That broke toe still coming out.
Bro, this is clean
toe. Oh, man, I'm fresh. Shit, we going to the club tonight?
You see what I'm saying?
But nah, no, real talk, y'all do great. Are, oh, man, bro. Listen, I love watching y'all show.
That's what
man,
it
appreciate
I told, I DM y'all, I said, man, you're doing a great job. I think y'all solidify how you're supposed to talk to
right.
the person, let them go their own flow, man. I salute y'all. I love that
that's
shit.
Love.
Appreciate straight you, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah. We appreciate that. Well, shoot, that's the best intro we could ever have.
Hold up. Limitless. Take a stomach cap, pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, got me up. On the mission, got me up. Knowing me, I got the key. On the vision, I can trust. Trust. Limitless. Take a stomach cap, pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, got me up. On the mission, got me up.
Welcome to the Pivot. And we've said this, you know, we've done some training camp shows. Dog, we get what your time is right now. Yeah. It's a rest day for you, opportunity to recover. So to let us be at your crib, man, and, you know, give us some time is big for us. Obviously, we got Chan, Freddie T, I'm RC. We appreciate all the support, man. Continue to subscribe, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like it if you enjoy it. Comment if you enjoy it. I promise you, Freddie T is going to read all of them. I'm saying he gonna reply to you. He gonna reply to you. Freddie T is the Pivot manager. He is locked in. He know everything that's going on, just like he did when there was blitz pickup for Lenny coach, Byron Leftwich. I was messing with him. I was talking about you, and we was talking to Left, and I was saying, I was like, you a prodigy. You know, I mean, we both from New Orleans, and I was in the league at the time, and everybody was like, hey, man, you got to see the boy from Aug. And I was hating because I went to Shaw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't want, and I told him, too, though, that you had that same beard and was going bald when you were a freshman.
Lighter. It was thinner. wasn't full, but it was coming in.
No, what was it like, though, man, like as soon as you got on the scene in high school, being so highly touted, so highly thought of, shoot, recruited yeah. that way?
It had its ups and downs, you know. Some points I got aggravated, you know what I mean, coming as a freshman. I always knew I was going to be something, of course. I got banned from park ball, playing a little league. I got banned from there.
For what?
Just too good, man. Their parents signed a petition on me, so that would made me play from 6th to 7th grade. I played on the freshman team. And then as soon as I got to 9th grade, started as a freshman. Was the first 9th grade to have a scholarship from LSU and Alabama.
Wow.
Then so on and so on. And my career gotten better and better each and every year. You know, most guys, what I say, they stay the same. But ran track, got faster, catching the ball. I played with Trey Turner my freshman year.
Yep.
Trey, who else? Lorenzo Doss, yep. who played in Denver. And just being around those guys like that and understanding that you can make it, you know, that was my motivation.
Got to be pressure. You're All-American everything. 7th grade on the varsity team. You know what I'm saying? Then you get to LSU, yeah. All-American.
So it wasn't pressure in high school. When I got to college, that's when it became pressure, right? So I think only 3 people know this. Me, my daddy, Frank Wilson. So we play Wisconsin. So, you know, I come in, I'm like, man, I'm about to do my thing. Like, I think it's like high school. So I come in there. 6 carries, 20 yards. The first time in my life, anyone ever called me a bum. On the internet, you know how the internet is, because our generation is when the internet was really like popping.
Yeah.
And everybody had a voice on us. So when I came back, I'm telling Coach Frank, man, look, I'm about to transfer.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I'm about to transfer. He was like, and Coach Frank played a big role in, until this day, you know, I got my father, but Coach Frank is like my second father too. Like, he played a big role.
For people that don't know, Frank Wilson.
Yeah.
historically legendary running backs coach at LSU, one of the best recruiters in the country, was the head coach at McNeese, now back at LSU. Yeah. So just so they have that reference. Yeah.
And he was like, man, Button is my nickname, and your time gonna come. But you see guys like Nick Chubb. I'm like, Nick as a freshman, Nick Chubb, 1,400 yards or something. I'm like, man, I know I'm way better than Nick. But that was my motivation. Like, I had to watch him and understand, like, it's different for everybody, you know what I mean? The game was too fast for me. Coming in to high school, you had to pick up no blitz. You know, you had to worry about if the safety come down, the cat might come, like all that. So I was still learning. And, you know, grace of God, my coach and my family, I stayed and I prospered.
I've seen you post it. I don't remember exactly what it was, but your best game at LSU. Was it like 6 or 7 carries? Almost 300 yards or something?
Yeah, it was 16 carries, 284 yards, yeah. Against Ole Miss.
Wow. So, wow, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, I want to get right into it because we don't have a lot of time. We don't want to waste your time. Childhood phenom. Yeah. You've been blessed with skill, amazing skill set. Drafted 4th overall in 2017 by the Jaguars, my old team. Two of those three, they released you after 3 years. Two of those 3 years you went over 1,000 yards. So your ability is never necessarily a question.
Right.
There was some other stuff that came into play, but I read something that said after they released you, you know, because when you're so good and so high and you're highly touted, you know, you're on cloud nine. But when they released you, I read something that mentally you had to talk to your mom to get back in the right mind space because you weren't used to, you know, what
being
had
that position,
occurred.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, I got to come to Tampa, I wasn't starting. You know, first time I had to be behind somebody. So, mentally, you know, that was messing with me. Like, each and every day, you know, I know, like, Rojo had the hot hand. Rojo was doing his thing, 100 yards almost every game, you know, things like that. So, man, just that battle mentally, I had to come in every day knowing that I'm not a starter. I had to come behind somebody and play after him, or when he tied, give him some reps and things like that. It was a mental battle for me because, man, we go to practice, 7:30? I had to call my mama. I called mama at like 7 o'clock every day. Like, she like, what's going on? I'm like, man, you know, like, I'm on the edge. Like, ready to go off, but I just got cut from Jacksonville. You know what I mean? I can't come in here, do the same thing, and I get cut again. So I sure couldn't do that.
Right.
So it was definitely a mental part for me.
So I just met her in there in the kitchen a little bit ago. What were those conversations like?
I used to tell her, like, man, I'm about to click out in this motherfucker. I'm about to lose it. Like, because it was like, you go from you being a man, and at this time, the world's still talking about, oh, he got cut because he wasn't good enough. It was never the talent part. RC, you know, when COVID came, I drive 1 hour and 45 minutes every day work out. By RC spot from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. So it was never no effort. Nobody never outworked me. It's just me and my coach, we just didn't see eye to eye. You know what I mean? I had to understand the business part about it because when his job was on the line, I spoke out for him. Like, nah, he got a family. But that's what I'm saying in my mind. Like, nah, he got a family. You know what I mean? Nah, I ain't gonna do that to him. But when it came to me, kick my ass to the curb. So I was still, despite of the money and I was still learning, like, still learning that you have very few relationships that's real in this game. And don't take it for granted.
Well, you talk about the money. You need me to climb up here and fix this goddamn fire alarm? Hey, you can shoot me 100, bro. I'll climb in that goddamn ladder.
Go fix it then, bro. Go ahead, please, go ahead.
You don't need no money. He just gave you some dunks, bro.
Oh, yeah, let me cross my legs with this question and shake this motherfucker around a little bit. But it made me think about something I had to ask. When you talking about that work ethic and that grind and that you take pride in that, what about that, the stuff that happened earlier this year, a couple months ago when they said you came in at 290, whatever it was? Like, would you let us know that I need the story out the goat's mouth.
You know what, you know, I love you because you like me, you messing. And you put an 8 on the 4, I like that. So I came in, you know what I mean, like, as a running back, it's not like we play quarterback. You know, our body, we take a lot of beatings. So during that time, like, people know, like, since I was young, I always had a weight problem. You know what I mean? I was probably 2 pounds of playing on the line when I was young. Not making a weight, but for me, around that time, I got to spend time with my kids. You know what I mean? That time, and I trained. And when it comes, like it's gonna come off, but everybody who says something like it don't bother me because it's like Shannon Sharp, he don't do nothing for me.
Yeah.
Like I don't care. Like if you're not man up to say it in my face, you can have it on the camera. And I'ma leave it like that. But other than that, I'ma work. Like nothing's been given to me. Like I work hard for my mom and my daddy, my children, my entire family. So I'm blessed. So I can't worry about what somebody else saying about me who don't know me, who never gave me nothing, who never gave me a chance of anything. So it don't bother me.
Like we've been on this show and we've got to talk to, you know, a lot of different people, yeah. Leonard, man. And you know, we've been hearing a lot lately, like I could tell who the fakes are. I could tell who the real is. And with you, because I know you, mm-hmm. I was telling him, like, he's a good dude, man. Yeah. I was like, he from the NO. I was like, that's just the way we are. We good people. And to hear you say you understood your coach's job on the line, and that's what you were saying to yourself.
I mean, that's how I was raised.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You raised that way. Yeah. Do you find it hard, though, to maneuver in this business and maneuver in the NFL and locker rooms because there are so many people who aren't like you?
Yeah, definitely. So I go back to the year when I wasn't playing for Tampa, you know what I mean? I talked to but Hov called me every day. Jay-Z called me every day. Like, man, you got to just try to play the game, man. Like, we know who you are. You got to somehow, like, console that and just play the game how you want to play it. But I just tell my mama, just like I told Jay, I'm like, man, it's hard for me to be fake. Like, it's a big thing for me. Like, if I knew you don't like me, I'm not going to be in your face.
Yeah.
But in this business, you got to play that game. Like, you got to have your poker face on. And like I said, I learned that. That's one of my biggest lessons I was learned and taught, too.
Is that one of the reasons why things went the way it went in Jacksonville?
Oh, definitely.
Because they didn't necessarily understand you?
So let me tell you, it was never, like, James, the running back, Robinson, I love him. It's my little bro. I taught him, I was teaching him everything I was doing, but he never outworked me. It was just, man, they got rid of Yannick. They got rid of Khalid, got rid of Jalen. So I'm like, damn, what up? Why I'm here? we lost, two seasons, whatever, we just lost in the season. I'm like, I feel like they wasn't trying to win. Like, you're getting rid of the best players. So, and like I told Fred, it was never about no, it was almost like an alpha male thing. So our coach, he'll walk past me.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations, forgotten. The history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History, win. We're back to a blank slate, clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
He wouldn't speak, but I thought I thought I was going to speak to him. Right. Like, nah, you ain't going to speak to me. I ain't going to speak to you. So then it comes to the fact, he tell my coach, who was my running back coach at the time, Terry Robiskie, man, Leonard not speaking. I'm like, damn, you don't speak to me. I ain't going to speak to you. But we still carrying on our day. I'm out there working, not saying nothing. Like, I think it started from there. Like, I had to come in there like this, be patient with a lot of them because they're losing. I'm not with that. I'm going to keep it real. Like,
right.
It'll come like the year, 19th, a couple games, we'll lose about six points, 3 points. Come on a plane, they smiling, joking. Now, I'm taking this for real. Like, this how I got here. And I know when we do win, that's how more money come in. But we losing, they laughing at us. So I think that's what we kind of butt heads, because I don't know what he had going on, but I know for me personally, I wanted to win.
Right.
Like, that's just me. I come from a winning school. I've been winning my whole life, and I'm just trying to just pass it on to my teammates. Because you got guys who get drafted who come from losing schools, who used to that. Or we lose, or they're on the plane, playing the game. Now I'm talking about, I ain't talking to nobody. Headphones on, mad, going over film. Like, damn, I should have did this. But you can't be Superman. You're only one person.
You talk about winning. And man, I remember, you know, when you decided to come to Tampa Bay, you know, obviously Rojo did have the hot hand. Started seeing you earning the trust of the entire organization and more importantly, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? And becoming such a huge piece of it. And then that's when Playoff Lenny was born, man. And seeing you break off the right side, man, and score in that game. Like, it did something for me. You know what I mean? Because I do know how hard you work. Like I said, I do know how real of a human you are. What was that moment like, though, to be like, I knew I was supposed to be here, and now yeah. I get a chance to show it?
I think it's God's timing. You know, my mom always kept telling me, man, your time won't come. I tell my mom, like, man, look, I'm tired of hearing that shit. It's almost a whole year now. And then we going to the playoffs. And, you know, I was talking on the phone with my pastor. He was like, something big's going to happen for you. I don't know if something's going to happen for you, but that's when Rojo, I guess Rojo messed up his quad or something like that happened in pregame. And I'm like, damn. You know, you start feeling good. Like, damn, maybe it's coming. Like, maybe it's coming to true, like what they were saying. So when I got my chance, I just took it and ran off with it. Like, this is my opportunity. I played in plenty of playoff games. You know what I mean? I know how it is, the atmosphere. I'm one of them ones. Like, I just know. I ain't get drafted top five for nothing. It's always in me, and it's still in me. So I just had to go out there and prove myself. Even when it was on the line, like I made a play against the Packers, made a big fourth down catch. You know what I mean? Like, that's in some people. Like, you can't coach someone that you can, but to make those plays, it got to be in you. So, and I always had it in me, but I just needed my opportunity.
You always talk about asking Cash, like, is a dog born or is he made? You talk about that a lot, and you could just see it and hear it in his voice and just see it in the way he moves, you know what I'm saying, that he has it.
What do you think, because you talk about your mother a lot, yeah. How you was raised.
Yeah.
Was that created in you, or yeah, do you think you was born with it?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
My dad a gangster, you know what I mean? This is what it is. Like, yeah. And my dad always been hard on us, you know what I mean? Like, that's why when I see nowadays a lot of young kids can't take tough coaching, or like even TC, like I'm like, you know, me and TC, Tom Coughlin, we didn't really get along, but when it comes from somebody being hard on you, that's nothing compared to what I used to get from my father. You know what I mean? I messed up as a kid, read the wrong hood, man, what the f you doing, man? You know better than that. And I'm 7 years old at this time, right? But I'm a grown man now, so ain't nothing you could tell me that I didn't got my whole life gonna make me feel any less.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even now, like, I might have a bad game, right? My dad texts me halftime. Man, you straight? You ain't running that much. Like, I knew you supposed to run it.
Right.
I'm like, but see, that's me. That's a sign of relief I need. Like, now, I'm playing like a bitch. Let's get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
let's get to it. And as a grown man, you need that structure in your life. I'm 27 years old. And when my dad texts me that and during halftime, all right, listen, I feel like I'm back at Park Ball.
Yeah.
7 years old. Man, you tripping. Let's get it. So, I mean, that's how I was raised, man.
You talk about environment, winning, used to winning,
yeah.
You know, and that's all you want to do. Jacksonville released you in 2020.
Yeah.
You get a call from Tampa. You see the pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
You see they got three amazing receivers.
Yeah.
You know the GOATs here.
Yeah.
What was that like? How did it feel and say, I'm about to go down here to Tampa and get right? You know the opportunity to win a Super Bowl was right here. What was that mindset? What did you feel like?
Well, first Devin White called me. He's like, man, what you gonna do? Man, we need you. I'm like, at this time, I took like probably like a week or two off. I was still pissed off. I'm not gonna lie. I was at home. My mama flew down here to come holler at me, holler at my dad and my kids. And I was just chilling time with them. And then Brady called me. Brady's like, you know, I've been on Brady. It was Under Armour with each other and things like that. He was like, man, I know who you are. He's like, I don't know what the they got going on over there, but we want you. I want you to come join me so you could be a part of something special. And right then and there, like in my spirit, I told my mama no. Mom, like, man, I'm going to Tampa. I'm like, we gonna win that money. Like, it's nothing else. And lo and behold, like this, I had to go through another trial, and it wound up being the best thing I did.
So you and Tom seem to have a real tight relationship. The goat cake, the idea, where that come from?
Man, he's one of the best of the best I've been around. You know what I mean? As far as studying, preparation. I mean, it's nothing less. Like we'll go through a whole week, Monday through Friday, a game plan with the coaches give us. That Saturday, this time game plan. No, like this is what they're gonna do. I'm letting you know. They're basic, da-da-da-da. You come to the game Sunday, everything they was going to do, they're doing it. The Saints game, playoff game a couple years ago. Lenny, the check down is going to be there. Just make a play.
Man.
And That's what it is. And a guy like that, from where I'm from, New Orleans, Louisiana, downtown, Seven World, for a guy that caliber, want a guy like myself to come join his team and play with him, man, that's a blessing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't get that. So I'm just thankful.
Right.
You know, you get that opportunity, you know, and you're here, and now it's 3 years in. You know what I mean? And yeah, you're right. Fourth overall pick of the draft. Earn that. Right? Jacksonville doesn't work out. You got to earn it again.
Yeah.
And it's like every year, you know, Leonard, it's something to prove. Mm-hmm. Every year you got to go out and say, you know what? I'm still that. Like you said, yeah. It's in me. It's been in me. When you look at the 2022 season and the offseason stuff, oh, he's coming in heavy. He's doing this. What do you feel you have to prove now?
And it's funny, you always saying prove yourself. I just told my mother, like, I don't know what it was, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I'm like, man, it's always harder for me. Mom said, well, you chosen my God. it's never gonna be easy for you. I mean, even as a kid, like it never, man, I'm telling you, I couldn't read. I had a stuttering problem. And that always was my push. Like my mother stood in the mirror with me 2 hours. Man, Leonard, you're gonna be somebody. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Get yourself together. You know what I mean? Things like that. And I always had a behavior problem. Got put out of 6-7 schools. Then I went to St. Aug. So it was either I go to St. Aug or go to Shaw, Rummel. Yeah. I'm like, nah. So even with that, I think for myself, coming into this year, I still got to prove myself. I've always did. Like I said, nothing was never given to me. So when I see like the running back list come out and I'm not even on the top 10, like that's motivation for me. You know what I mean? Because I know, like, even when I came in and said I couldn't catch, I always could catch. Just went to a running school.
Right, they went, we want to try to throw it. No way.
You know what I mean? I went to a running school. So when I come in, Jacksonville, 55 catches. Next year, 69. Come here, 70 catches, whatever the case may be. I'm proving myself. You know what I mean? And I had to prove myself to be a third down back, too. It's just when I was in Jacksonville at a young age, we had TJ, we had Chris Ivory, who guys who've been in the league and who's really familiar with those kind of looks and defenses. So, man, I'm always proving myself. You know what I mean? It don't matter. I mean, that's just who I am. And like I said, I'm always beat the odds, like I always do.
You talk about Tom calling you and saying he wants you to come to Tampa. You said that had to be a great feeling. Yeah. What about then getting down here with B Left, B.A., Ty Bowles, all them boys, and really seeing, I'm reading the tea leaf, but it seemed like Jacksonville and Freddie as well, they didn't have that structure like Tampa had. Like, what was that walking into an organization that had all them top leaders and top football minds in it?
Man, it was just, for me, just the atmosphere was different. Like, when I was in Jacksonville, I didn't really know the front office. You know what I mean? I come to Tampa, the front office greets you every day. You see them every day. You know what I mean? They want to meet you, they treat you like you family, I'm gonna say that. You know, and then like, just the environment of how they do the players, like, in Jacksonville, it's like, it was just, I don't know, it was just different. Like, they didn't treat the star players like they're supposed to be treated. You know what I mean? I tell my position coach, Ty McNeil, like, in our running back room, we got windows. In Jacksonville, it's all bricks like a jailhouse.
That's true.
That's true. Like it bring you down a little bit. You know what I mean? It's dark, you don't see no light. So it's definitely from night and day. Like Devin said in an interview a couple of days ago, great players wanna play with great players. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was. Not saying Jacksonville, we could have had that. You know what I mean? We definitely could have had that, but things went another course.
You spoke about Jacksonville, great players.
Yeah.
And they released another great player from there in Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Since then, you two, I think, are the only two that have gone on since you've been released to win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I'm sure those conversations are crazy.
Yeah.
What was the initial conversation after he got his this year?
I'm proud of him.
Right.
No, I honestly, in Jacksonville, he was the same, one of the same people who was on the same type of time I was as far as winning. You know what I mean? He came to work every day, did his thing. And I ain't saying I want him to beat us, but I mean, I'm happy for him though.
Right.
You know what I mean? I told him, we gonna catch their ass again though.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's my brother, you know what I mean? And times in Jacksonville, he came to my house, chill with my kids. I went to his house, chill with his kids. So we built that from Jacksonville until now.
Have y'all spoke since he got his ring a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. We went out to eat when we was in Austin. Just asked him how you felt, you know what I mean? It's nothing like getting one of them. You know, it's a feeling that...
We won't ever feel. You too.
My dog got it.
That's why I said we.
Leonard, I was advised that
he couldn't say it no more.
That every show, when there's another Super Bowl champion on the show, that I mention that my co-host have never played in one or won one.
Yeah.
And I realized the error of my ways, and I will no longer do that to my friends.
Have y'all seen an Outback Bowl ring?
No.
Yes. LSU.
I have not.
See? I've seen one.
They pretty LSU. Nice. They pretty nice.
They all right.
But you got one, though, huh? Yeah, but you got one, though.
They definitely all right.
Man, you know, it's... Like, see, you know how our show goes, man. Like, my mind gets to thinking. And I know right now, it's like, man, talk about football, talk about football. But you've mentioned your mother a ton of times.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned how hard your father was on you. I know where you're from, right? In our community, they try to paint it that we don't have those relationships, that we don't have those good relationships. You've also mentioned spending time with your kids. What does family mean to you?
It means everything. To me, you understand, when Hurricane Katrina came, me and my whole family slept on a bridge with each other. It wasn't this separated. Nah, from grandmother, grandfather, grandkids, nephews, cousins, whatever, we all slept on a bridge as a whole. So even within, with that moment, and we went to, Corpus Christi, Texas. Or Taft, Texas, whatever it was, I can't really remember, but family is everything. And especially when I got cut, you know, you kind of get on your high horse, you know, you do everything with your family. Like, you know, I pay for my mother, my father's houses and everything like that. I think God had to do that for me so I wouldn't get big-headed. And to remind me, this is who you need in that time. So in my lowest moments, my father, my mother was there for me. Talking about, for that whole year in Tampa, the whole year, every single day.
Man, that's you speak about that year, and you know, like I said, you talked about proving yourself this year. This is one of those, this is a rare situation. You get to run it back with Tom after you thought he retired.
Yeah.
When you heard that he was retiring, did that make you like lock in, like, okay, we got to get right? Or were you thinking to yourself, dang,
nah,
I hope he come back?
Because when I texted him, you know what I mean, I was watching a film and things like that, I'm like, and he know, he looked time, I said, home, we can't go out like that. Because despite of the missing pieces we didn't have, like Chris got hurt, you know, the thing happened with AB, I feel like we had them too, it would have been done deal. But God does everything for a reason, too. So even when he said he was retiring, I talked to him, and he said he was going to think about it. So I had to go shop around. You know what I mean? I had to do, like, he got money. He paid.
Right.
So now it's time for me to do the best for myself and my family. So when looked around everywhere, went to New England, saw when I was in New England, he called me. He was like, man, get out. I'm coming back. Get your ass from out there.
Damn, I wish I was a good football player.
Hey, the GOAT just called you. He called you to come to Tampa, and then he called you to get you out of New England. That's a double. That's two for him. He got you back, and he got you from Bill Belichick. Yeah. Now, man, when you look at this year, though, right? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all got Julio now, right? Mike, Chris is going to be coming back. They go get Russ.
Yeah.
Tom is back.
Yeah.
You know, y'all draft Rashad White. Like, just the firepower, you know, that you guys have. Do you think this could be the best offense that y'all have had in Tampa since you've been here?
It can. It's up to us, though. You know what I mean? It starts with camp. It starts with in meetings. You know, if you serious about winning, you know what I mean? Like, me being around guys like that, like, I know what it takes. And I know the hard work you have to put in. And not anytime about training, but I'm talking about from the mental state. You know what I mean? Like, even like the LA Rams game, the playoff game, my cousin just died. He got shot. You know what I mean? So for guys like ourselves, football players, and y'all know, we face so many battles mentally. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we human too, at the end of the day. No matter how great of a football player we are human. And like I say, if your mental aspect ain't right, you're gonna come out there and shit the bed. I don't care who you is. So, like when the young guys come in, right? Like the rookies and stuff like that, they see all of the calls we got, the watches, this, that, they're, they be like, man, that, I say, listen, the first thing you do, watch some women. Number one thing. Cause they get hyped by the Instagram models. Like, no, like we did all that. Instagram models, things like that. And they want to know about, you know, man, how much that watch was, how much this, listen, you come out with us, you ain't gotta spend no money for no section. We're gonna help you.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta do all that, man. Save your money. And like, just like for myself, I'm still learning about financial stuff. You know what I mean? I wasn't the best at it first, but now I get it.
Right.
I understand it, but it takes time. So even like for the young kids who getting the NIL deals right now, I mean, I feel like in college, they should teach them how to manage their money. You know what I mean? That's important right now. Because if you can't handle $10,000, $100,000, you come to the NFL, you go first round, you get millions of dollars, you're going to run through that. So that's definitely be my lesson, Tom.
Now, you talking about talking to the young boy. You the OG now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who was your OG? Who taught you about money?
Let me see.
Women.
Chris Ivory. My first year. And even though he was so aggravating, Calais Campbell was Nah. Calais, about wills, setting wills for your kids. So he was right next to me in my locker. I'm like, man, I'm thinking about buying this watch. It was a Richard Mille, it was like $250. He said, man, you crazy, man. You know you could do with that? I'm like, what you could do with it? He said, man, you could do stocks, bonds, this, that, and third. He just running it to me. And I'm just taking that game he teaching me. I can give it to the young boys now.
It's cool to see that transition.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to go back to the team setting, man. 2 years under Coach Arians, mm-hmm. Bruce. Now you have Todd Bowles as the head coach. Has the mood changed? The environment, is it the same? What's the feeling like?
The environment is the same. You know what I mean? Coaching-wise, it's just Coach B.A. just hard-nosed, tough on you. You know what I mean? Like I said, like they have thick skin with him. He old school, curse your ass out. But Coach Todd, he more laid back and chill, but you do something, he gonna get on your ass. That's the difference. But as far as when it comes to like competing and things like that and how the team chemistry is, it's the same.
And if you drop a pass in practice, does B Left get mad? Cause you know B Left got that old chill laid back. Does he yell?
Yeah, he in there. You know what I mean? So it gotta be like a domino effect. Like one, somebody drop it, then another one drop it.
Right.
He'll stop practice. Fellas, what the fuck we doing? But he calm though. But you can see he don't really want to explode.
Right.
But he chill with it, and that's just B, man. B just laid back.
Yeah, we both played with him, and you know, we did a show with him too. And the whole time he's talking, man, he's just so chill, so laid back.
Yeah.
And every time we get around a cool coach, Channing get mad. Tell him why you get mad, Channing.
I played for Cam Cameron. Hey. Oh, Sam, 1-15. Yelling goofy shit all the time, throwing keys against the wall.
What Cam Cameron? Cam Cameron?
Our Cam Cameron.
One that y'all had to fire to go win. I know the story.
Well, listen. What team that was you with?
That was 07 Dolphins after Saban left.
So he told me a story when I was in college, right? It's when he was with the Chargers. He was like, Leonard, because we was a power-wide school to debt. He said, man, I ran power-wide 14 times in a game, an NFL game. I said, damn. I thought he was lying. Got to the NFL, asked a couple of guys who he coached. They ran it 14 times.
That bitch had LT. Yeah, I'm putting the ball in LT. And that man, what, 26 touchdowns that year? Yeah, wasn't Cam making no great plays. It was LT, bop, bop, bop.
I'm not gonna let you do that to Cam, though. I actually really like Cam.
I love
Cameron.
Coach Cam.
Like, Cam, Coach
great
cool
people,
as hell,
great
man.
Great people and good at your job is two different things. I know some great people that ain't shit. Let's be honest. Yeah, man, no, man. Wasted a year of my career. Hey, 1-15. Come on, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm emotional.
Yeah, I feel that.
But he say that every time we talk to a coach. when you get drafted, right? I didn't get drafted. That's the one thing I can't say. When you get drafted, you have to have this picture of how your career is going to go.
Yeah.
Right? And for you, like, I remember, man, I sat in that hot sun that sophomore year when you played Auburn, and I was like, he's maybe the best running back I've ever seen in my life. And I was so happy you played so well because I was able to leave right at the halftime because I was burning the hell up. Right? I was trying to be cute and not get nothing free from LSU, and I bought my tickets.
Yeah.
That ain't happening ever again. But I just remember watching you and being like, man, like he could actually be the best ever.
Yeah.
And I know you have these dreams of what you want to be when you're drafted. Do you feel that right now in Tampa, as the OG, you can still make those dreams come true?
I definitely can. Like, even though I'm an OG, I'm still young too. And like, I'm 31, you know what I mean? I'm 27. So I definitely can. A lot of things that I want and I know I'm gonna get, it's gonna come this year. You know, a lot of personal goals that I want. But my personal goals, I have to worry about the team first. And I take care of the little things with the team, my personal goals are gonna come. The work I put in, you know, I know what I'm capable of doing. You know, my teammates know, my coaches, that's why they trust me enough for me to sign me back and things like that. So I'm definitely confident in my ability and what I bring towards the team to help us out to win another bowl.
I got to listen to Freddie T give a speech to the Cincinnati Bengals defense, actually, recently when we visited. And so I pulled out my phone because he was just saying so many things that I just thought were so pertinent to life. And he said, he's like you, just a superstar. Like, he was fast, he was big, all those things. But he said his career escalated later on in his career because he began to understand what was going on.
Yeah.
How have you learned to understand what's going on, and how is that gonna help you going forward?
At first, I used to watch film just to watch for my mistakes, things like that, right? So I wasn't that good at running outside zone. You know what I mean? So now, being with guys like Tom, Coach B.A., I mean, he was like, man, you got to read the nine technique and read the nose guard. If you're in a nine, it's most likely you got to cut it back. But he's in the seven, it's likely you're going to run outside. I wasn't thinking like that as a rookie. You know what I mean? I'm just getting the ball and letting my natural talents take over. But now that I've got all that under my belt, man, the game moves so slow for me now. You know what I mean? And like I say, me getting cut by Jacksonville was a blessing and a curse at the same time. You know, even though I didn't want it to happen like that. And me coming from college, you get drafted, I thought I was gonna be there for the rest of my life, but it didn't happen like that. You know what I mean? My loyalty was just so strong, you know what I mean? And they didn't have the same for me. I put it like that.
Now, yeah. I want to say this, though, Leonard, man, because, you know, I know you're a great human, a great person, an amazing player as well. That in that moment, being released from Jacksonville, I want to correct you a bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a curse. It happened because it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Right? It's making you, it's developing you.
Yeah.
Help you become an even more better person, right?
Yeah.
Helping you have a stronger relationship with your parents, trusting them as you did growing up.
Yeah.
So nothing about it was a curse. You know, you have the ability to now to continue to excel in everything and then give that back to the kids back at home, because I know you're big in the community.
Yeah.
I saw what you did in Jacksonville when the George Floyd, you know, leading the walk.
Yeah.
So you have a generous heart, and I know you'll be able to take that and give it back. So don't ever consider it a curse. It's always blessings, because God don't make no mistakes, bro.
But when I say curse, I don't say it like that, but I was saying, like, you got to think about what I had to go through. Like, every time you get on the internet, he was a bum, or he, injury prone, whatever, all that.
Comes with it.
Yeah, it come with it. At the same time, when, like, that morning I got cut, man, you seen the player development person, he crying. A lot of players on my team, they was upset, crying too, because they just couldn't believe it. Because you got to understand that we had all this going on. It was like, man, y'all think we should, I'm trying to think what we were doing, go walk in front of the police department or practice. I'm like, listen, I feel that. Like, if y'all want to walk, we going to walk, but We got to put this work in first. So we had a vote. Some guys chose to take the walk, and the majority chose to practice, and we practiced. So the next day, I'm lying. The afternoon, Doug called me, like, man, what happened? I'm like, shit, I just made everybody practice. So that next morning is when I got cut. He's like, MP called me, like 7:30, he's like, man, you know, Doug want to talk to you. So I'm thinking he about to talk to me like, oh man, that's a hell of a thing you did, made us practice. Nah, he just said, yeah, we're gonna go separate ways. Let you be you, and we gonna stick with Robinson. I'm like, damn, that's it? That's all you gonna say? But not looking back, I was probably more hurt because I stuck up for him when he was about to get fired. You know what I mean? So when Shaw and him came to me, it was like, hey, what you think about Doug, man? I'm thinking about releasing him. My first thing, I got kids, so this how I feed my family. I'm like, nah, I love him. Don't get rid of him.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about him and his kids, his family. This is how he provides for his kids. But when it came to me, it wasn't like that. So that's when I kind of had to learn from the mature wise and business and loyal to people. It kind of just shrunk. Because everybody not raised like me. Everybody not going to be raised like you. So you can't expect the same out of nobody.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. You know, because we know it's camping. We're going to go. Being who you are and being authentically you is never wrong.
Yeah.
Right? No matter what other people do, that can't change who you are. The fact that you are loyal, the people that's loyal to you know that. And that's part of the reason they rock with you like that. And I think, like, I'm excited, man, because one, you my guy, but two, I know you. And so many times the perception of people on the outside is what they truly believe real life is like. That's what they believe reality is. And it really isn't, right? It's just people that have microphones, people that have platforms, use them for the wrong reason instead of saying, you know what? I have this platform, I have this microphone, I'm gonna let you use it. I'm gonna let you tell your story. And for you to let us come in here and camp, man, and give us this time, like, we don't take it for granted. I certainly don't take it for granted, man. And I ain't gonna lie, I can't run a ball like you. I ain't never picking up no blitz. But you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I see you do it, man, and do it to a high level, it does something for me, man. So keep balling, you the OG now. And I just want to see more out of you, bro. We appreciate you.
Nah, thank y'all, man. Y'all doing a great job, man. Appreciate y'all.
What's your favorite nickname? Playoff Lenny, Lombardi Lenny, Lawyer Lenny.
How many you got?
See, I wasn't too fine with the Lenny because my uncle used to call me that. He passed away. My mom's brother, my uncle Gerard. So it just kind of took fire, and I just had to accept it. You know what I mean? So. You go around Tampa, everybody call me Lenny. I mean, even in the fans during camp, you know, I'm drinking water. I see you, skinny Lenny. I'm like, man, they tripping now. They doing too much. But I'm good with it, man. I'm happy here in Tampa, and trying to get that second one.
Well, we'll make Lombardi Lenny.
Hey, we'll make sure we let him trademark Pivot Lenny then.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Hey, go do it again, man.
Yeah.
Let's go. Sir.
Love it, bro.
Appreciate it, my guy. Hold up. Limitless. Take a stomach cap, pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Get my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, get me up. On a mission, get me up. Knowing me, I got the key. Only vision I can trust. Trust. Limitless. Take a stomach cap, pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Get my people feeling militant.